Hey there, it's that time once more. It's ear training time. Yay! As always, I'm your host, Liam Gallagher, and I welcome you back to another fun week of ear training. Make sure to check out the blog and download the answer key and lesson guide for this week so you can check your work. You can find all that for free at eartrainer.blogspot.com. So let's get on with it. This week we're going to fix up the interval section of the show as I promised. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the solfège system and how it can improve your ears. And in this episode we've got modes, triads, melodies, and more. Intervals. At last, this section gets some attention. An important part of being a musician is being able to identify sounds, but it's just as important to be able to reproduce them. It's one thing to be able to sit yourself down on a piano and play a major third and then say, "Big deal, ear trainer, got any more brain busters?" But it's another thing to be able to know exactly what a major third is going to sound like before you even play it. That's what we're going to do this week. I'll give you an interval, such as a major third, and then give you the starting note, such as middle C. And then you'll sing the interval above it. I play middle C, and then you sing E. Moments later, the correct note will be sounded, so you can check your work. I'll do one first, so you have an example to work from.
Do, re, mi.
So here's 12 of these. You'll get the name of the interval, the bass note, and then you sing the pitch above it, and then we go on.
Perfect fourth. Minor sixth. Minor third. Major third. Perfect fifth. Minor second. Perfect fifth. Major sixth. Major seventh. Minor seventh. Major sixth.
If you had trouble with that last exercise, you might want to consider the solfège once more. If you're singing a perfect fifth, then think of the note being given as do. Then, sing a major scale up to so, and then you've got your note. It's time for triads. Triad time! Try to identify these 12 descending triads. Thank you. Let's move on to modes most briefly. Do your best to identify these 9 modes. Remember the association of each of the modes to its solfege syllables. These will help you to identify the mode. Okay, moving right along to rhythmic dictations. More of the same in this section. It's practice that makes perfect, after all. There's going to be 2 rhythmic dictations this week. The first one is in 3/4 time, and the second one is in 5/4 time. They are each 4 measures long and await your attention. Are you ready?
2, 3.
And now the last one in 4/4.
2, 3, 4.
Good work. Ear training is the best. Yay! We're going to finish off this week with an old standby, the melodic dictation. As was the case last week, this week's melodies are going to be in minor keys, which is the mode of La. Here's the thing to do. Get your starting note, sing the tonic triad, then sing your starting note, which for the first melody will be E flat above middle C, making that note Do. If E flat is the third note of the key we're in, what's the name of that key? C minor. Look at that, I tricked you into doing music theory. Ear trainer 1, everyone else 0. So let's hear that melody then. It's going to be 6 measures long, and it's in 3/4 time. It's in the key of C minor, that's 3 flats, and the starting note is Do, or E flat above middle C. Here goes! Good work, folks. One last melody and you're finally free. This one is going to be in the key of D minor. It's in 4/4 time, and it's 6 measures long. The first note is Mi, the 5th of the minor mode, which makes it A above middle C. Get ready!
Two, three, four.
Good work this week, ear training fans. Next week, the ear trainer is back as always, providing you with the ear training fix you crave. Keep in touch. Just shoot me an email to eartrainer@gmail.com and tell me how you found the lesson so far. Until next week, you've heard it from me. I'm Liam Gallagher, the ear trainer. Keep training those ears.